This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And as we get ready for the long weekend, a lot going on in the Umpqua Valley. I want to talk about an upcoming event and a long-running project, Ford's Pond, out at the city of Sutherland. We have got the mayor, Michelle Sumner, in here, Community Development Director Christy Gilbert, and Beth Hausman from Friends of Ford's Pond. Everybody, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess let's talk about, first of all, maybe Mayor, talk about the grand opening a little bit and kind of tell us about what's happening next Friday.
So next Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. at Friends of Ford's Pond, or at Ford's Pond, we are going to have the grand opening. Finally, I think this project has been going on for many years. We've been doing it in steps, and we now finished one of our final parts of it, where we have this inclusive playground that just got finished, and the trail that goes around the whole pond. So we will be having a ribbon cutting ceremony on Friday afternoon, where we'll be having some guest speakers come in. We'll be doing the ribbon cutting, and we'll have some light refreshments as well.
So, Christy, talk about what now the park offers and how all this was achieved.
Well, it was achieved through a lot of partnerships and a lot of hard work and dedication by not only the Friends of Ford's Pond, City. We've got community efforts that have all been involved. And so with all of that, it's come to fruition. This is the completion of what we would originally call phase two in the master plan that started in 2014. And so with that, we have one phase remaining, and that would be through the Oregon State Marine Board with the dock.
So, Beth, you look like you're pretty happy to be at this point.
I am very happy to be at this point. It's been 10 years that we've been working on this, starting with trying to advocate to have a park, even to convince the city that we needed this park, and now we're enjoying everybody telling us how much they love the park.
Now let's go back to the beginning. You don't live too far away, right?
I live right across the street.
So what caused you to look out the window one morning and dream?
Well, I kind of thought when we moved here in 2000, it was privately owned, and people would go out there and camp and hunt, probably with permission from the owner. And it, to me, it just seemed like a park. People would go out there bird watching. When I heard that the city was looking to purchase the property in 2014, I went before city council, a very long 4-hour city council meeting. And at the end of the meeting, I stood up and said, I think if you're going to buy that property, you should have a park on that property.
And
the mayor at the time said, great idea, but there's no money. And so by the end of that year, we had formed the nonprofit, worked out a partnership with the city. The city agreed to have a park out there, purchase the property. That's backwards, but purchase the property, put in the park, and then we went on there to get the master plan. Once we got the master plan, then the Friends of Ford's Pond set to do all the fundraising and provide the volunteers to start getting the property ready.
And Christy, this seems like, I've seen a lot of park projects evolve over the years. This is a pretty unique public-private partnership.
It is. It's not common. It seems to be coming more common, especially in our community, and it's important to have those community members involved so we can help get those, the areas of interest constructed and there for them.
And when you kind of wade into public-private partnerships, it's kind of tricky, right?
Of course. It's always tricky. So you get the agreements and all the necessary documents in place, but we can work together on those. And, you have the differences and you have the things in common, but it works out in the end. It's a great partnership.
Now, here we are by the time you have your event, it'll be September of 24. Beth, when did you think this was going to be to this point?
Well, actually, wow. So the master plan, which was completed in 2017, was a 20-year plan, and six projects were identified, and we are achieving five of those six. We basically didn't start the major fundraising for construction until 2018. So it seems kind of fast that we're that this is all happening within 10 years, going from not even considering a park to having this amazing park in 10 years. I think it's amazing.
Christy, how long have you been with the city?
Since 2013.
So you've watched all this evolve, and this has probably been Sutherland's had a lot of things going on since then, but one of the really big projects in the area.
Indeed, it has.
Now, Michelle, who is the mayor of Sutherland, Michelle Sumner, what's your view watching all this evolve?
Oh, I think it's great. Many people from around the county come to Sutherland for this park because it has a lot to offer for everybody. It has great bird watching. People come actually from all over the country and some from all over the world to see rare birds come to this pond. It has the exclusive playground, so kids of all kinds can come and play. And it has a great walking trail, and people come all the time. I go out there to walk our dogs once a week at least, and it is always full. And so I think it's a great addition to our community and one that the whole county can use. I have really enjoyed watching it come to fruition, and especially with the almost 2-mile trail around the pond.
Talk about the bird watching aspect for a minute. I am not any kind of bird watcher in terms of knowing a lot of information about birds. I just watch them go by. But it seems like the folks in the local group and people that are enthusiasts about this really like that area. Why is that such a haven for birds?
I guess it's just the atmosphere is really inducive for all sorts of birds, and it's in the migratory path for many of the birds to come. We have pelicans that come at least once a year through there. We have some unusual birds that come through there that aren't seen in a lot of areas. And we also have beavers and otters that are seen in the pond as well. And we have a pretty big beaver home there as well.
So, and Michelle, how long have you lived in Sutherland?
Since 2010.
And if somebody would have told you back then that one day Ford's Pond would look like it does now, what would you have thought? And you weren't the mayor then.
I was not the mayor then. Sutherland was a pretty small town back when I moved in, and I would have been surprised, but I'm so happy to see it growing as it is now.
And you mentioned about the park getting a lot of use. Beth, isn't there, like, you have a bus stop there or something, right?
U-Trans will be putting in a bus shelter in the park. Right now they stop on Church Road, although I think now that the new parking lot's open, they can pull in. There's a turnaround for them. But yes, they will be putting a shelter in there in the future.
And with the buses coming, does that lead then, I mean, is one way for people to come from other parts of the county?
Yes, people do take the bus there now. We've had people come up from Riddle. That I think involves having to change at UCC. That's quite the trip.
Probably. Mm-hmm. So you have to really want to go.
Yes.
If you're riding a bus and you really want to get a Ford's Pond, this is like trying to navigate around a big city sometimes.
Yeah, probably, yes. And I'll tell you, we do have people from all over the county coming to walk at Ford's Pond daily. And I was just out there this morning talking with people from Green who were walking in the area. So, you know, it's attracting everybody.
All right, we're going to talk more about the event and what's going on at Ford's Pond when we come back. The interview, a podcast at 1-541-radio.com, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. It's Inside Douglas County. Of course, no program on Monday. We'll have a Fox News radio special for the noon hour. We are talking about Ford's Pond in Sutherland with a cast of folks, Mayor Michelle Sumner, Community Development Director Christy Gilbert, and Beth Hausman of Friends of Ford's Pond. And Beth, you, in fact, sent me some pictures a couple hours ago. I think one of them was interpretive panels. Talk about that.
Yes, the interpretive panels, which was a project that I spearheaded, and it has taken the last 2 years. I'm so excited they're in. There's 11 of them around the pond, and they talk about the flora, the fauna, issues about the environment, how the pond works for the city, and lots of folks are stopping to look at them. And immediately upon putting in the panel that said, what is this big white bird? Five pelicans dropped out of the sky and landed on the pond. So it was perfect. These were all the work of volunteers who donated their time to write, to do the layout, to donate their photos, to edit, to proofread. It was a great project, and I'm just so excited that they're in.
Now, when the pelicans, they didn't pose like on the picture, did they?
No, and no, that would have been bad. But I've been trying to get them to come a little closer so I can get a photo of them.
Yeah, if you ever do, let us know. That one would go viral, definitely. So who decided or what was the process between the Friends and the city to deciding what all to put in this inclusive park?
Oh, well, they're looking at me, so I'll answer that question. So we wanted this playground to be all ages, all abilities. And as far as the entire park, that was the public that came out and told us that they wanted this park to be accessible. When we were looking at public input for the master plan, we found out that people weren't using the park because they were afraid they were going to fall on the uneven surface of and the uneven ground. So we knew it had to be accessible, paved path for people to use. And as far as the playground, we wanted all ages and all abilities because people need to get out, all ages need to get out and socialize and play and enjoy their time. So we looked at features for the park that would be multi-generational, like ping pong. The carousel can hold adults and children. And I think I've seen at one point like 18 people riding it. I'm hanging off of it. It's been interesting. And so even the slides are designed that two people could go down at the same time. So everything's about being together, connecting with the community, getting out to exercise, all ages, all abilities.
And a tennis table?
There's a ping pong table, Stone Age ping pong. And in fact, the Friends just got a donation, and we will have volunteers out at the grand opening that will have ping pong paddles and balls for people to play with.
So I guess normally if you're going to come to that, you just come prepared to use it. You're not going to just have ping pong paddles sitting around there.
Well, so we do have them available, and we have some new volunteers who signed up that want to make that happen. So we'll probably just throw it out on Facebook that someone is there. And then depending on how things go, we might go for the honor system and put out some paddles and balls and let folks have fun. But people have been bringing their own.
Now, along with the paved path on the west side, you've got some trails that are not paved and kind of hilly. Talk about those.
Yeah, those trails are mowed only, and they take you up to the top. There's two of them, the Rosa Ridge Trail, which I believe is 0.9 miles, and the Meadowlark Loop, which is a little over a half mile. And you can do a little bit of each and backtrack and add, 2 miles to your walk of around the pond of 2 miles. So you can get some good exercise.
So are those kind of grass or dirt or?
They're just mowed grass, dirt, yes. Just whatever was there. We just cleared it.
I imagine, from the pictures I've seen, and by the way, Ford's Pond seems to be one of the favorite places in the county to take pictures for social media, because I sure see a lot of them from just regular folks and some people who've got a lot of high skill sets for photography. But I mean, some of the views out there at sunset, at sunrise, things like that.
Oh, people line up to watch the sunset. Grabbing dinner and eating it in their car in the parking lot is a favorite activity. So yeah, absolutely. And a lot of those great photographers are those photos that are on the interpretive panels are photos that people who had been posting on Facebook who reached out and donated their photos.
Now, for the Friends of Ford's Pond, moving forward, what's your role in what you'll be doing?
Yeah, so we're transitioning. Obviously, the major lift of grant writing for us has ended, and we are now transitioning to an activities type of having a committee where we bring activities to the park. What we've learned in some of the trainings we've gone to is you can build a great park, but people need a reason, something circled on their calendar to make them go out to the park on a regular basis. So we're looking at an activities committee. We're taking names. Please reach out to us on our website or through our Facebook page. We're hoping to have the first meeting in January. And these would be smaller activities, anything from sing-alongs to ping pong challenges to yoga, any type of event that could happen in the park. And really, it's really about making this park a fun community place.
So, Christy, when you look at going out for grants, one of the things, if I understand correctly, with this project has been that from the city's perspective, you could go to for Oregon Parks and Rec grants. You can go for certain ones, but a foundation can go for others, right?
That is correct.
And talk about how that's worked and really helped out.
Well, and that, I think, the Friends were a big factor in the previous grant writing, as well as grant matching and keeping all of those straight of which grant matches what grant and additional funds. And so moving forward, we'll continue to seek the grants to finish the phase three of the project on the Highway 138 parking lot area to include the vault toilets, parking area, and the boat kayak launch and ramp. So we'll just keep working together and seeking those funds and moving forward.
So you really end up with a facility with a lot of different uses then?
Absolutely. And there are a lot of the uses that Beth talked about in the creating that master plan and what people wanted to see. And so those uses that on the boating side are even out there. And right now it's not ADA compatible. You have to be able to carry your raft into the water. And so this would allow many more to utilize that feature.
Minute and a half left. Michelle, talk about again what's going to happen next Friday and why you want people to show up at 2 o'clock.
Next Friday is going to be a great ribbon cutting, a celebration, just to kind of celebrate all the work and progress that we've had, that we've completed over the last 10 years. We're going to have local food trucks there. We're going to have some cookies. We're going to have other refreshments. We're going to offer a few swag items from the city. And it'll be a chance for people who haven't been out there before to actually see what all the hype is about Ford's Pond and what's out there and available for recreation in Sutherland. So I hope to see everybody out there.
And Beth, if people want to find out about the Friends of Ford's Pond, what's your website?
FordsPond.org.
All right, that wraps it up for today. Mayor Michelle Sumner, Community Development Director Christy Gilbert, and Beth Hausman of Friends of Ford's Pond. That event next Friday at 2. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.